right, let's kick it off. This is I Saw This on the Internet, a podcast really about nothing but crazy stories that we found on the internet. You can submit them to internet@kevonstage.com. I totally forgot to say this all the other episodes, but you can find this wherever podcasts are found. By now, you maybe know that, or it's too late. Today's panelists are Mel Mitchell, Jason Hollingsworth, Anthony Charles Baker.
Hollingsworth.
Hey, my legal name.
Yeah. Y'all don't know that Big Irish J name was Jason Hollingsworth?
The government.
Yeah.
Is Hollingsworth Irish?
It's a long story, but it came from England over to Ireland, then Ireland to,
Portland.
Valentine Hollingsworth.
My dad's last name is O'Kelly. That's Irish.
I got 1% Irish up in me.
Tony's, is it an eighth white or a quarter?
I got 25%
German. 25%?
It keeps going up.
That's 25. A significant amount of German.
Yeah. It keeps going up. It keeps good because it started at 20. It keeps increasing.
I don't believe those things, though, because there was identical twins that took them and sent them off, and they got different results.
Wow.
Or maybe they had different dads.
None.
They're twins.
Now we had a story on this.
Yeah.
Oh.
But identical.
No.
Mom had sex the same day. Yeah. Identical is the same egg.
Oh.
Fraternal is two eggs. Yeah. One sperm.
Yeah, so identical is the egg splits in two.
Mm. Wait, is it two egg, two sperm? It can't be one.
It's one egg, one sperm, and it splits. Like, you know, it's still
zygote.
What?
No. Zygote.
Sure, but it splits into two.
Yeah.
I remember.
So what's fraternal? Two eggs,
fraternal is two sperms, two eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all just siblings. Born at the same time.
So they can come out and not being
identical.
That's
how you can have different dads.
That's how the one has different dads.
Because some women ovulate with two eggs.
Yeah. Every time?
Maybe not every time, but it's random. But like that's why, like a lot of Africans and some they say yams. I think make you have twins.
Can I get to the yams? Sweet yams. You know that's off of Martin's song.
Sure.
I mean that came from Martin.
Really?
That's where Masego got that from. There was a song. I want to say it was
the episode with Tommy Davidson.
Tommy Davidson, Vernell Hill.
Can I get to the yams? Sweet. Yeah.
Varnell Hill. This is it.
Show me the.
I do it for the children. Need to take the children.
Tommy Davidson killed it.
Tommy Davidson is funny, man.
Talented.
Tommy was one of them generational, not was, but one of them generational talents. Not enough credit.
You know what, Tommy Davidson? I don't know where the yams part is.
You probably met her off on
is
TikTok.
Is it Martin?
It's this scene. I don't know the timestamp.
Does Martin sing it though?
You asking us? You told us the news.
You want us to develop your story?
You told us about this.
I forget. I can't find it. But I was having this debate the other day. Living color.
Uh-huh.
Produced, seven or eight generational stars in like three
Jamie,
seasons?
Jamie, Jim, J-Lo, Tommy, David.
Dang, I forgot about J-Lo.
Who are you going to say?
But can she count?
I was talking about just the comics.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Damon was on there.
She had a lot of talent in her.
Damon, Jim, Jimmy, Jim, Kim, David Allen Greer, Kim Wayans, David Allen Greer, that's Kim five.
Takiya Crystal Kima.
Yep.
Kim Coles.
She was on there a little bit.
Season. Yeah, first season.
Yeah, that's seven.
Mm-hmm.
There's less people who probably weren't. I mean, these are huge. Seven out of Elijah.
Sean and Marlon,
that's nine. And then Keenan created?
Yeah.
That's 10.
Pound for pound. For a sketch show in Living Color was packed with more heat.
More.
Less of a run in SNL because SNL been on for 50 years.
It literally has been.
And it's really only.
And Living Color was like four, man, five.
And if you take, okay, so now seasons, give me the 10 six. SNL. Eddie.
Adam Sandler.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Tina Fey.
Amy Poehler.
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah,
was Amy Poehler on there?
Amy Poehler was on there. I don't know if they're generational.
Kristen Wiig, bridesmaids.
Wait, don't what does generational face. Mean?
Like,
don't play with bridesmaids.
I'm not playing with bridesmaids. To me, Jamie, he's been, since Living Color, he's been generational talent for what, 20 years, 25 years?
Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
Sean.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Martin. Steve Martin, that's working. Way before my
Steve
time.
Martin.
Dana Carvey.
Chris Rock is also SNL.
Chris Rock.
Tracy Morgan.
See, he's going to have so much more time.
Chevy Chase. Bill Murray.
Chevy Chase was on SNL.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, he was the news.
Dan Aykroyd, for sure.
They're going to win because they have 50 years.
John Belushi.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley.
Molly Shannon.
David Spade.
I don't know about Molly Shannon.
I love Molly Shannon.
That's a stretch, though. She had one movie.
For Superstar?
Yeah.
Superstar. Now, she's been in good and other shit, though.
What?
She was funny in Little Man. She was funny
in Little Man?
She was in Little Man. Remember the scene with the mom on the van and they were trying to like change the diaper or some shit? She was driving. Molly Shannon is fucking hilarious.
She is. No, don't get me wrong.
She was in something. The Grinch. Molly Shannon was Cindy Lou Who's mama.
I don't know. I feel like to be
Tim Meadows. Yep, the black man.
Saturday Night Live has been on a long time.
It has been. It's been
they produced.
That's why I said pound for pound.
But In Living Color was only on for like 6 years, and they got all the stars.
I don't think it was that many.
Now let's talk about Mad TV though.
Nah, they have no stars. They can't hang.
Bobby Lee, Key and Peele,
Bobby Lee,
Harry Spears.
First of all, none of those three are of the careers of the other people yet.
Key and Peele.
Can't peel.
If we put Molly Shannon but in the equation.
If we talking about David Allen Greer, we can, or even.
Okay, I'll give you
Will
Key and
Peele. Will Sasso's funny.
Key and Peele.
I love Will Sasso.
Definitely got to put Jordan Peele in there at the very least.
Jordan Peele,
the very least.
But Michael Keegan Key is
no, I got working. You. But I'm comparing them to like Jamie, though.
You comparing everybody
Jamie's
to Jamie?
Jamie's one of the most talented people
ever. We talking
about
the best of the best.
If you got to be Jamie level,
what are we talking about here?
Because
that's my
thing.
Like, Jim Carrey was the best at his game. Jamie best at, like, these people are on top for a minute. I like Key and Peele.
So they got to be on top?
I'm thinking like.
Because if we putting people at the top, we got to take a lot of them in Living Color people
off. We got to. So if we going to do Living Color,
Kim Coles, we got to take off David Allen Greer. We got to take off Tommy Davidson.
We got to take off Tommy.
Okay, but leave him in. I'm not letting you take him off.
So,
I like Key and Peele.
Phil Lamar is probably one of the best voice actors of our generation.
He's great.
Yeah.
I like Phil Lamar. But that's what four. Bobby Lee kind of been working.
Bobby Lee, because I just saw him on something the other day.
Mad TV ain't stacking up.
No, Mad TV.
Compared to SNL and Living Color.
It was better skits. Lois Griffin, what's her name? Miss Swan.
Miss Swan. She's
Miss Swan is Lois Griffin.
What's her name?
That's
the same lady from
She from Mad TV.
Yeah,
Mrs. Maisel.
Alex
Borstein.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She's in that too.
One more time.
She got a
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
She might be the biggest from Mad TV.
Marvelous Mrs.
Mad
Maisel.
Mad TV struggling. Because the Living Color as SNL created movie stars.
Yeah. I mean, you have Eddie Murphy alone. There's nobody in all the rosters that touches his career.
Eddie Murphy is number one out of everybody
in the history of the world.
In terms of what he was able to accomplish.
The crazy thing is you can go from John Belushi to Eddie Murphy to Mikey Day.
I got somebody on
Will Ferrell's all on the same. These people are on the same road.
So are we including the writers? Because didn't Larry David write on SNL?
He did.
Oh, and he was in a few sketches,
too. Mike Myers was on SNL, too.
Mike Myers. I forgot about
him. Phil Hartman.
Dana Carvey. Yeah. What's his name?
Dana Carvey. Seth Myers was on
there. Was David Spade on there?
Yes. Dana Carvey was on there. Norm MacDonald.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
SNL is stacked. Man.
Andy Samberg.
Leslie Jones.
Maya Rudolph. We didn't even get to Maya.
Maya Rudolph.
I don't even know if you can win pound for pound.
Garrett Morris?
You can, though.
Jason Sudeikis?
Because SNL has more of a roster to choose from. Because if we look at every cast member of SNL and stretch it all out.
Yeah, then you're going to have a lot of people you never even heard of.
The percentage is going to be higher for In Living Color.
And that show's literally been on for 48 seasons since 1975.
Yeah, so
now, if you said you had to limit it to a 5-year span.
Okay.
That's when.
How about this?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Top seven versus top seven. You can only pick seven or five. How do they stack up?
So
if you're going from Saturday Night Live, you only have five to choose from, regardless of all 48 seasons, to go up against five from Living Color and five from Mad TV.
And we basing it
Mad TV's
on
out.
Mad TV's
biggest
out
stars, most success.
So Eddie Murphy.
He's probably the biggest star.
So we'll do SNL.
It ain't
we'll do SNL.
Picking over Eddie.
Okay,
Eddie
SNL.
Murphy.
Eddie
Unless
Murphy.
It's all the wins, so then that's fair.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Will Ferrell.
That's three.
Chris Farley.
No. Well, I think with Chris Rock is bigger than Chris Farley.
He died too soon.
But I'm not saying putting Chris Rock in there just yet. But
Okay.
We talking resume,
Wait,
body
let's go
of
back.
Work.
You said Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, and Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Okay. Dang, Bill Murray was in there too. I forgot.
Bill Murray, man.
Bill Murray's in there. God, and that you had white people success. And he's still working. He was in Ant-Man.
Still working. Still relevant. Still working.
Damn, this is they stacked over there now.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey is crazy.
But they Tina Fey. They have Tina Fey.
Steve Martin. Yeah.
No, Steve Martin wasn't a regular though. He would just show up a lot.
Dan Aykroyd. Mike Myers might be the next biggest.
Martin Short wasn't an SNL.
Mike Myers.
Martin Short wasn't an SNL.
Mike Myers probably is the next biggest of these people.
No.
Martin Short?
You don't think so?
For sure.
Wait, wait. Martin Short was on SNL.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't a regular.
Oh.
I don't see him on this list of stars.
Mike Myers, you can't put
Shrek?
Goddamn.
Shrek.
Austin Powers.
Shrek.
But then, Bill
and Donkey.
I mean, not
they
Bill
got Shrek
Ted,
and Donkey. That's not fair.
Then he disappeared for a long time.
But he was
he
on for a minute.
He honestly ain't got to do shit else. He made Shrek too.
For sure.
So you got two more.
Would you put him over Chris Rock?
No. Because there was maybe a 5-year period where Chris Rock was the biggest comedian on earth. From Bring the Pain to Bigger and Blacker.
Yeah.
Head of State.
And then he
did
Down to
Earth. Movies.
Pootie Tang.
And he did Everybody Loves Chris. Everybody does.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody hates Chris.
Or hates Chris. I was like, why is this
guy? And Madagascar.
Yeah. He had a moment.
He had a room.
He's still having moments.
And he
Adam
did that
Sandler
first
had a run.
Did the Saw movie?
Oh, Adam Sandler's in there for sure.
Eddie had a run.
Absolutely.
We need two more.
You got Chris Rock.
Oh, you taking Chris Rock?
And Bill Murray.
But Chris Rock wasn't a regular.
Yeah, he was.
He was? What? How old was that?
You was young,
you weren't
man.
Born
watch
when
out,
the Lion
man.
King
don't
came
come
out.
In here
of course
like
you don't know.
Alive. You weren't right. alive then.
Let me write these down just so I make sure we said. Okay, we said
somebody
Eddie Murphy.
In the chat said Chris Rock was on SNL. What?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy, Adam Sandler, we said. Who else? Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Pootie Tang was
Chris
cinematic
Rock.
Excellent.
It bombed.
Chris Rock, and who was the last one?
That's fine.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. All right. So now you got in Living Color.
Jim Carrey.
Jamie. And then
Damon.
If you want to do Damon, Keenan, Marlon. Or Marlon Sean.
Damon
like
probably has the best career of the Wayans of acting wise. Because he had.
Do you think so?
Because he had My Wife and Kids. Keenan created In Living Color and he had his movies. He had my favorite Perry movie.
Keenan made
ever.
All the movies.
Yeah. But I'm talking about acting wise, people are going to put the star that's acted in stuff more than the creator.
This is the five I would say.
All right.
Got Shane.
Jim, Jamie, Damon, Sean, Keenan.
You need Marlon on there.
Sean is going weak.
Oh, I meant Marlon, not Sean.
Okay,
Marlon.
I was like, Sean is.
I meant
Sean.
Marlon. Marlon, Keenan.
Keenan got an illustrious career.
Mm-hmm.
He was
Keenan
writing for
wasn't the star for all of it. He's writing.
Yeah.
He's producing.
And
he's
he
directing.
Started movies too. Yeah. He was in The Glimmer Man with Steven
Message.
Seagal. Low Down Dirty Shame. Yeah. I'm Gonna Get You Sucker.
Shame is one of my favorite movies ever.
So I love that movie.
Saturday Night Live wins.
Saturday Night Live
for
is
sure.
gonna win, but
Saturday Night Live wins.
I knew that.
But it's an uneven.
Eddie beats Jim Carrey.
Eddie's the big Joker
barely.
And the baby Joker.
Want to take a quick break from the show to tell you about Fabric. Listen, parents, it's no secret that you have people who rely on you. Do you have life insurance so they're protected? Don't wait until it's too late. With Fabric by Gerber Life, you can help protect their future right now and provide them with some financial security that they deserve. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. Fabric has flexible policies that fit your family and your budget, with quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than $1 a day. Get your personalized quote in just minutes and then apply when it's convenient for you. It's all online and on your schedule. You could go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required. Not sure if life insurance is right for you? Take Fabric's quick 60-second quiz to find out. There's no risk to apply. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee and you can cancel at any time. Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. With over 1,700 five-star reviews, they're rated as excellent on Trustpilot. Listen, join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/crazy. That's meetfabric.com/crazy. M-E-E-T fabric.com/crazy. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. And now, back to the show.
Barely?
Yeah.
No.
I did a Grosse Pointe Bake with them two head-to-head.
Barely?
Eddie barely beat Jim Carrey.
But here's what I think about
box office wise.
Here's why I think he's a bigger star. He had Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He had Raw and Delirious, still biggest comedy movies ever.
Well, Kevin Hart couldn't even... Raw was actually released theatrically. Delirious wasn't.
Okay. Really was?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a theater, both of them?
It was HBO, it was like HBO or something. Okay. Or whatever.
Kevin Hart tried to catch him. He couldn't.
He couldn't, yeah.
Even for with even inflation.
Without inflation, Raw's at 50 million. Kevin Hart's highest was at 38, I think.
Really? I didn't know he still couldn't beat him.
Kevin Hart was like, he said it. He was like, he was trying to catch Eddie, and he just couldn't.
Right.
And he was the only cast member, if I'm not mistaken, to be on SNL and host SNL while a cast member of SNL.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So
and he was like 22, 23.
Was Eddie versus who? Eddie versus who?
Eddie versus Jim.
Jim had some box office smashes.
For sure.
He had some smashes.
That's why I pitted Cable them two against
Ace Ventura, the Cable
everything.
Man.
Dumb and Dumber.
Cable Guy was considered a fail, though.
Truman Show.
You know who we're
Truman
forgetting Show was hit. On Saturday Night Live? Maybe he wasn't a regular. Ben Stiller.
I didn't know he had anything to do with
that. Ben Stiller is a Nepo baby.
A what?
He's a Nepo baby.
Nepotism?
Nepotism baby.
Oh.
Or Jerry Stiller and...
That man and that lady.
Marlon Wayans has had a pretty good career.
Absolutely. I think Marlon may have, career-wise, surpassed, like, the... not obviously not more successful or talented than his brothers, but, like... because he the baby. He had more time, and he had that set up for him.
No, they had it all at the same time.
And he kind of passed the baton... because Keenan started doing his own movies.
But Damon had My Wife and Kids, which was a really successful sitcom.
But other than that,
sitcom.
What? He had more money.
Major
but that
Pain.
Was with
Major Pain.
Major Pain. Okay.
He had Last Boy Scout. Love that movie.
Yeah.
And then...
but you know, Marlon and them had some... them scary movies
that's
was
what I'm
doing
saying,
money.
Scary
and Marlon,
movies,
Marlon was doing
white
money.
White Chicks.
And Things Haunted House. Directed by Keenan.
What, Scary Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't Be a Menace.
And he was writing those too. Keenan was writing those.
That's why Marlon's on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Marlon was Haunted House did numbers too.
That's what I'm saying. Once he started doing a Haunted House, Marlon started doing shit on his own.
And he's done drama.
And he's a great dramatic actor.
Now
he gonna beat that woman.
And that
Aretha.
He did the Aretha
Franklin joint.
Bel Air.
Requiem for a Dream.
Bel Air.
Now he does a really good job.
He got Rain.
Jim Carrey's got some good serious.
Oh hell yeah, Jim Carrey is serious McGee sometimes.
Yeah, he was. He was. What's the dream movie?
Now, if you
Eternal
if you,
Sunshine, yeah. Spotless Mind.
If you pitch Sean against Chris Rock,
Marlon.
Yeah. Marlon has a stronger filmography.
Does it?
Than Chris?
Probably, but Chris Rock had them specials. Chris Rock.
Because you gotta put everybody head to head.
Chris Rock's separating factor was them specials. That's what was making him a star.
Oh yeah,
like
well,
that.
Yeah. There's no.
Those specials were
not a lot of people can compete with.
Nobody
Chris really.
Special. Like actually, probably under Eddie, black comedian, he probably has the next biggest special after Eddie.
I can't argue that.
Three of them.
Yeah.
That were amazing.
Yeah. I can't argue.
Yeah.
That.
I don't think you can compare Marlon to Chris because you think about a lot of Marlon's movies were Marlon and Sean and such and like it's not just Marlon led movies,
chicks.
It's him and his brother.
He got Senseless on his own.
Senseless,
he got the Six
Senseless?
Man.
Six Man is great.
He got
Six Man was good.
Haunted House is
What's
on his
What's the
other
own? Basketball movie that he was in by himself? It was with his brother.
He was in Above the Rim.
Above the Rim. That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
But Marlon's... those are not Marlon movies. The Chris Rock movies are Chris Rock movies.
But he was above the title.
Chris Rock movies, he don't have that many that are like, that's amazing film.
I mean, they funny though.
So
I think Marlon has more range.
I don't. What?
To Earth, Head of State weren't funny to y'all.
They weren't.
Head of State is funny.
I mean, like I
never go back
with
to
Bernie
Down to
Mac and slapping wait. People and, right, and yeah. Down to Earth. We had Regina King in that, and then
we also have. I think I love my wife.
I think I love my wife.
Good.
CB4.
Top five.
CB4. CB4
was
good.
And he
was
great. And I'm gonna get you, sucker, which was Keenan's movie. Right. Chris Rock has probably
Bony
the most memorable
T
scene.
And Boomerang.
Don't remember that.
You don't watch Boomerang?
He worked in the mailroom.
I don't remember that.
Scene. But he didn't really stick out in Boomerang like that.
He was funny. He was like the young, he kind of like ushered him in.
But he was also in Lethal Weapon 4.
Chris?
Yeah.
He sure was. And he was in the, he was in that,
New Jack City. New
oh,
Jack City.
Yeah.
Oh,
New
he was
Jack
great.
City was fire.
That,
and that's where you compare Chris and Marlon because they were both drug addicts. Requiem for a Dream, New Jack City.
But the stand-up to me is the separator.
Oh, Chris. Yeah. There,
and we also forgot Eddie Murphy had the PJs. which nobody ever talks about.
I enjoyed the PJs.
PJs was outstanding.
He did have the PJs.
He was great.
Jim Carrey
and
never
Eddie
produced.
Murphy's doggone animated
donkey.
That's why I feel like he separates himself from Jimmy.
That's why
Jim
he
Carrey.
Beat
Jim Carrey was the Grinch.
Nah, but this is a live action movie.
Jim
Eddie Murphy was in some of the best
Jim
animated.
Did some voice. Was
Eddie Murphy
Hughes
was in Mulan and Shrek.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Was he in Pets too?
No, I think that's Kevin Hart.
That's Kevin Hart.
No.
You've been quiet, friend. You okay?
I'm like,
now mind you, Kev, when I compared him, I did take Shrek out.
Why?
Just because it was like I was really comparing Eddie versus Jim for real. Like,
how
them,
that's
them,
not for real?
Because it's just voiceover work. Even though it's not just simply that. Like, Donkey is, he transcends it, but.
But Donkey is Eddie. You know that's
out,
Eddie Murphy.
I took it out because I was doing Jim versus Eddie for real.
As
like,
a,
in terms of us looking at them.
Now, if this is my age group now. I was a child when Shrek came out.
And Eddie still
Shrek?
Won, is what I'm saying.
Shrek?
Shrek is one of the best Shrek. Animated films.
Oh, Shrek is fire.
It created the Oscar.
Was that the first one?
It won the first animation Oscar.
Oh, I was about to say, the Oscar's been here since the
30s.
Look at
that. Shrek was so good, they were like, we going to give this thing
we going to make an award to give y'all niggas, because y'all ate that. Like,
Shrek
that's
was,
how good
Shrek was.
Shrek
was the anti-fairy tale movie.
It was so good. It's honestly for adults. And then Shrek 2 and all, that shit was amazing.
Shrek 2 was
And it's still
good.
Going. Puss in Boots is a hit.
First of all, Puss in Boots was not what I expected.
Uh-huh.
He was having an existential crisis. He had a panic attack. I thought he was going
to
be doing like,
yeah. I refuse to watch Puss in Boots because I feel like Donkey deserved a movie more. And this nigga done got series and this is only third.
They probably got the money to give Eddie Murphy.
That's what he said.
Eddie probably didn't want to do it.
Well, I'm personally asking Edward Murphy. Edwin Murphy.
Antonio was like, I'm down.
Man, I remember we worked at All Def and we was doing the All Def Movie Awards, which was kind of like against Oscar So White.
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, we should give Eddie Murphy a Lifetime Achievement Award. And Russell Simmons said, Eddie Murphy wouldn't come downstairs of his own house to accept an award from us.
Do y'all know the reason he, because I did a video about this, I was so upset. I was thinking about how good Dreamgirls was. He did not win the Oscar for Dreamgirls because of Norbit. It fucked up his Oscars campaign.
I have never forgiven like Alan Arkin and the Academy for giving Alan
Little
Arkin
Miss Sunshine.
I'm so mad about that shit. And I love Little Miss Sunshine.
Jimmy Early, Eddie Murphy as Jimmy Early is an Oscar-winning performance.
I don't care.
And
I liked
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
And I liked Alan Arkin in Little
this
Miss
is
Sunshine.
Alan Arkin
is always good.
He's rolled up in the fucking paper towel in the backseat of that fucking Volkswagen half the goddamn movie. You going to tell me Jimmy want a rear? Jimmy
had a character arc. He was down on
he
his
He was
luck.
On Heron.
He was the leader. He came up 10 years of solid gold action. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's drinking milk.
He was in a love triangle between Princess Tiana and Jaleesa from A Different World, and you gonna mean to tell me he ain't getting no goddamn Oscar?
Yeah.
Dog, I was so mad
he
about
got robbed. That.
That
was his.
He left.
He left.
At that
I remember
moment.
I was 12 years old. I said, if they don't give Eddie this goddamn Oscar, and when he left, I said, that's right, Eddie, you get the fuck up out of there. I was a child.
That's
I
how what yeah, I wanted Eddie. Angela Bassett to do with
right
you.
Got the fuck
just
up.
Thinking about the old movies, yeah, you can't touch Eddie.
Huh?
I'm just thinking about the old movies of Eddie's.
Oh.
48 Hours, Coming to America.
You know, I've never
that's
seen
on Jim Carrey. But
hours.
Jim Carrey had, for every classic Eddie has, Jim has one too. Like, Dumb and Dumber is up there comedy wise with
Dumb and Dumber, the first Ace Ventura,
The Mask. I know you don't like
the mask.
The cable guy.
Tony don't like The Mask because he don't like silly.
I don't like the mask.
He put the mask on
I
and Tony was
mask.
Like,
man.
It took me a while to warm up to Ace Ventura.
I
felt like he
Jim
was trying
silly.
Too hard to make me laugh. And I was just like, man, yeah. Turn it down. Just a taste.
I'm going to laugh. Damn.
Also, that Ace Ventura do not Ace Ventura do not age well.
Oh, with the
oh,
trans
yeah,
woman?
We, oh,
wait,
yeah.
I forgot.
There's no way.
We watched with our sons, and it got to that part. I said, hey.
There's no way.
You can't do that.
You can make that now.
You can't. I paused. I said, children, your mother and I forgot.
We don't support.
We have forgotten about that.
But
Trading Places is great.
Here's what separates Eddie from Jim, though.
Okay.
Jim was striking out early, before he even blew up, before Living Color, he was in several movies that didn't work.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Earth Girls Are Easy.
Was
he a vampire?
With Danny
Rand. He was in the Clint Eastwood. He was in one of them Dirty Harry movies. So
Eddie
Murphy's first movie is 48 Hours.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Made $90 million in 1982.
Swinging.
That was the first movie.
He's the lead.
Is that Nick Nolte?
He wasn't even a sidekick. He was like, he wasn't like, yes, sir, man. They was at odds. Like, fuck you and your couch.
It was great.
Kate, you know.
I just watched that.
Followed that up with Trading Places. Equal
Billy
smash.
Billy Ray Valentine.
Equal smash.
Remember when they picked him up and his legs came out?
Man.
Oh, my God.
Equal smash. And he wasn't a sidekick again.
Nah.
And then Beverly Hills Cop.
Dang,
he was so big that they was like, yo, be in this movie Best Defense. It's horrible, but we can throw you in it just to make the movie better. So he came in after the movie was shot just to be in it so the movie could survive and make money. And they paid him a ridiculous amount. That's how big he had gotten off the first
two. They reshot just to add him?
They was just like, just, please be in it.
Vampire
and he did Beverly Hills Cop.
Vampire in Brooklyn?
And he was supposed to be in Ghostbusters.
As Ernie Hudson's character?
Oh, he was supposed to be in Ghostbusters, and so he picked Beverly Hills Cop instead.
Smart choice.
Yeah.
Smart.
And then he didn't even name Coming to America.
But he wouldn't have lost either way.
Nah,
then
he started
making his own shit.
Because Ghostbusters was equally up there with
Bill
Beverly
Murray.
Hills Cop.
And he has Coming to America, and very few people have what you call a, like, cultural classic. Like, people get mad if you haven't seen it.
Right.
He has, low-key, two. Honestly, Coming to America and Hard on Nights.
Also
Life.
So it is
people
a cultural classic.
Seen Life. I didn't say it wasn't a cultural classic. I said that Sister Act 2 was more culturally relevant. I didn't say Hard on Nights wasn't culturally relevant.
You, run into
you
more
can't
people
put
who
Sister
haven't
Act
seen
2 over
Hard
on
Nights.
Nights.
Yes, you can.
Culturally, Boomerang, too. Yeah,
Boomerang.
Boomerang.
Boomerang was black elegance, mm-hmm. black excellence.
They didn't think it would work.
They ain't think it would work.
It's my favorite movie.
His hair was brushed backwards. You can't really pull that off. Everybody can't brush their hair backwards.
He was treating Halle Berry like second string. She
but Halle Berry wasn't Halle Berry then.
I mean, she was just coming off playing a crackhead in Jungle Fever.
It was 92.
It was early.
You know what I'm saying?
Nutty Professor is just like, is
the resurrection.
Where comedy peaks.
Nutty Professor.
Comedy, you don't get
really
funnier than that.
But he got some epic L's. Though.
Oh, he do.
He got some L. Ron Hubbards. He got some LL Cool J's. Pluto Nash.
Meet Dave.
Pluto Nash is one of the biggest box office bombs in film history. The
what
budget was $90 million. It made $7 million.
Damn.
I don't know if that bad.
Really?
It's one of the biggest box office failures of all
time.
That
movie lost $83 million.
More than that, because that's not including marketing and promotion.
That's just the film
budget?
The budget
was $90
million. I don't think I've seen it to this day.
I mean,
I remember seeing it as a kid, like, I ain't going to see that.
Yeah. Meet
he
Dave.
He made like five in a row. It was like, what
Meet
are you doing?
Dave, imagine that. A thousand words.
Yeah.
And at Norbit, it was
Showtime,
probably flopped, but it went
I
crazy.
Spy. They were just taking it. Vampire in Brooklyn was an L.
Not Bagger Vance, but what's the one that's
Mr. Church?
Not Mr. Church.
Mr. Church
was
good.
Bowfinger?
Bowfinger. That movie made money.
It did.
Yeah,
it
made
money. What brought him out of that slump? What was the movie that he did? Was it Shrek?
So,
or that was after Shrek?
So.
It was kind of like during.
So when Boomerang came out in 92, it made $70 million. And then after that, he did Distinguished Gentleman. Which nobody really cared about, so it started doing this. Then he did Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yeah.
Tanked. L. Ron Hubbard again. So it was just like, Eddie's kind of falling off, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Nutty Professor brought him back.
Yeah.
Nutty Professor was a smash.
Dr. Doolittle.
He followed that up with Dr. Doolittle, another hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dipped into the I Spy Showtime.
Let me go back to the track.
Now we back to... You know, then it was like, all right, man, come on, man. Bowfinger came out, did well, but it wasn't like Eddie numbers.
Yeah.
But it was critically acclaimed. And then he did Life.
There you go.
Which did well. It wasn't crazy Eddie numbers because the budget was high.
It was a great movie, though.
But we loved it.
We loved it. The blacks were in.
And then he was that holy man.
Oh.
Terrible.
God his misses are he's
his
not
misses
just,
are epic.
He's not striking out the
Golden
the
Child.
Is going
Remember
out.
Golden Child. When was that?
Oh, Golden Child was in that was in
that was
Prime
to
Eddie.
America.
That
oh,
was
we
Prime
have Mulan
Eddie
in '98.
Mulan. He did oh, Mulan, which was a hit.
Yeah.
We got Tony right here. You don't need
right.
yeah.
Daddy
so,
Daycare. That was one of them wins.
That was a hit. Critics hated it, but it made over 100
I
million.
Like that
it squeaked
one.
Past.
Dang.
Yeah. And so
I didn't know that made 100 million.
Haunted Mansion didn't do that well. Considering
Dr. Doolittle 2 was 01.
Dr. Doolittle 2 and Nutty Professor 2 they did well, but you know, nobody talks about those sequels.
What is Metro? I never seen that one.
Metro didn't do well, but it was, I like Metro though. I like Metro.
Mr. Church.
Mr. Church didn't do well, but it wasn't like a movie
to do well.
Right.
But Jimmy Early, Dreamgirls did well. And Eddie was great in it.
He was.
And that's why it hurt so bad, because I was like, he's not going to get nominated again.
He not.
You, Alan Arkin, going to get nominated again. They ain't going to give Eddie no more nominations.
Norbit, though. Norbit.
I like Norbit.
Norbit was amazing.
Eddie Murphy.
I didn't like Norbit.
It was just, he just
was goofy. Too goofy.
It was so, yeah.
It was
Tony
dumb.
Don't like silly.
That's my that's
when
my
she had her
that's
belly so hanging over, and he was he's like, "You ain't got no bottoms on." He's like, "Well, you ain't got no bottoms on."
But it made 90 million.
he was funny to me.
Honestly,
it's inappropriate now.
Yeah. It's honest. It's still it's fucking funny. I think it's very aware of itself. It's fucking problematic. It's all the obics. It's fucking funny.
It's all the obics.
I know. It's funny. Like my favorite part when she talking to Thandie Newton. About being skinny. She's like, oh, Norbit love a big woman. Just woo, bam, woo. I'm a really good rap
teacher. That was a solid rap
teacher. I'm a really good rap teacher. I've seen that movie so many times.
Do the part where she had no bottoms on.
Of course I'm wearing bottoms.
I can't even relate, you know.
Norbit, how many times I can tell you, when you drive my car, don't move my seat. Ooh, I move my teddy bear to horn harp. I'm sorry. I got nothing.
Why you don't like it, Tom?
It just wasn't
it's so funny.
That's what's funny to me is Tony's disgust.
Tony's just... yeah. Tony has his
Marlon
disgust
was in that.
Face
was
is
that.
Great. Oh,
Marlon was in that.
Slide.
Marlon was hilarious in that movie.
That's what I'm saying, man. Marlon got the resume. Marlon got the resume.
He do. And he seems like a very likable person. You know him.
I know him personally. He be looking out for me.
You know him?
Yeah, for sure. But I'm not just saying this stuff.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, interesting.
No.
Conspiracy.
I like Marlon. All right. We talked about In Living Color versus Saturday Night Live the whole episode. It's a great conversation.
Yeah.
Before we go, random question generator. We're starting with Tony this time. What is something that you like that your parents do?
Something I like that my parents do?
Mm-hmm.
Now or just throughout
anytime in life.
The history of... Parenting.
I
like the fact that I used to hate this about my dad growing up, but I like the fact that my dad was cheap, if you will, mm-hmm. like a saver, you know, going, because I feel like growing up, I was like, man, you cheap, man, be getting us clothes, man, be putting our money away and putting it in the bank when we get it on Christmas, man, let us keep that. But then looking back at that, I'm just like, yo, he's good at money management.
Okay.
And so with
and that's
that,
why you won't spend a dime to this day.
I just be spending stuff on little
Tony
stuff.
Got money under the mattress. Tony Baker. It'd be like, Tony was riding the bus to the airport.
I still do. I went back to it.
What is wrong with you?
Because the personal car ride was mad expensive.
Tony, you do.
It was like $500.
Tony, you are going. I've been told this man so many times. Okay, then Uber. You riding the bus, man.
The bus
you gonna
is
ride
crazy.
It off. I try to tell Tony. Tony be having tax bill like mine. I'd be like, Tony, it ain't like you get to keep this money. Why are you riding the bus? You boom. I'm Terminal 5. They should be dropping you off there.
It's still a ride. I'm still getting the ride.
You gotta go to the bus and then get on the bus and go down. You got to wait for other people to get off.
Bus is crazy.
And then you pay your taxes, and somebody at Capitol Hill is like, Tony Baker's an idiot. Give me that personal car, because I would never ride the bus.
It was just mad pricey just for the ride,
oh,
man.
Oh, look at it.
That's wild.
$500-something just for a ride to the airport?
I mean, to be honest, an Uber with traffic is probably around that here in L.A.
It ain't one way, 500.
Huh?
It wasn't one way, 500. That's there and back.
Total, though. Flyway, $975 each way.
I get it.
$975, Kev.
Tony Baker, man.
I mean, yeah, I got to drive from my house to the flyway. That's like 27 minutes, but come on.
Tony Baker is going to be on Sunset Boulevard opening a film. Tony Baker is the man.
Limo's pulling up, and here he comes in the spot.
You're going to see him in the bus looking out the window at his own billboard.
He doesn't even get dropped off in front. He has a block down. He has to pull the thing walking back.
I rode the flyway. If you're in Terminal 7, man, you are
I'm
the
never
bus
in
forever.
Terminal 7. I'm Delta. Terminal 3 every time. I know. I got it down to a science. And it's not even that many people getting off when I get off. And I usually leave Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. So it ain't, you don't usually be crazy traffic.
I hate it.
But the money management is, you know, because I survived, you know, I survived off comedy. So I was like, yo, I ain't going to overspend.
But you got it now.
I do have it now.
You got it now.
I'm just waiting for anything to pop off.
Relax.
I'm relaxed.
You ain't.
I took 2 months off, Kev. Remember
so,
that? That's big relaxation.
But then you came right back to work.
Well, yeah, but I took a whole 2 months off. How many people can take 2 months off and not work at all and not even sweat it?
Not a lot of people.
See?
Yeah. You have an LLC?
That's me relaxed. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah.
That's me relaxed.
Yeah, I ride all the bus shit out. LLC.
Yeah. Yeah.
It should be.
He should it. Yeah.
Wait, what?
You should. You, all that shit you can be, get written off.
Jay, it's.
I know. I'm
preaching
speaking,
to the choir.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
speaking
yeah,
to
yeah.
a brick
I'll be
wall.
Writing off man stuff.
Not, you know how many 975s you got to write off to make sense? The IRS is like, this idiot is still on the doggone bus. If you can keep the money, fine. You are just handing it to the tax man so you can be on the bus. You're not saving it, is what I'm telling you. You are giving it to someone else who is going to go on the beach and have a Mai Tai while you're like, Terminal 3 is fine. They're like, this man did it again. Ring me up again.
But it's so pricey.
I just
man.
Like the visual of you doing your taxes going, all right, let me write off this bus ride.
I do be saying that too. I'll be writing it down.
They take your tax money and they fund the police department that's going to arrest you on the bus. You are an instrument in your own oppression. I ain't going to make it easy. Uncle Sam got to take whatever I have. He got to pick me up, turn me upside down. You went to the Four Seasons? Mm-hmm. All through Europe, Uncle Sam. You have what's left, you bum. I'd rather owe him than ever. You be staying at the Courtyard Marriott? I have people pick me up and put me in my bed.
I do. I just be staying at the.
You just know, stay the, anywhere.
I do.
I stayed at the Hampton Inn. I was crying. Not because it was the Hampton Inn. It was because our doggone room was across the street from Busch Gardens. And we're on a freaking I-5 next to our hotel. There's no red lights on this street, so I'm exhausted from a red eye fly. You shoot Fast and Furious 11 outside my room. I was like, nigga. They were like, hey, everybody does complain. We're sorry. You knew that when you put me over there. I'm doggone ambassador at Marriott, and this ain't Hampton Inn, but y'all should talk to each other. You should Marriott should have called and said, he's big. Put him on the right side of the hotel. And the other side of the hotel was so doggone quiet. Put me over there.
Did you move?
Yes.
That's
Tony
hilarious.
Was so. It was
that would have took it.
It was like a car was driving through your room.
Yeah.
This sounds a little bit like the Brownie story. Being
no,
a little
I paid. I paid. I just said, bro, put me on the other side. They was like, we figured you.
We
somebody
have finally
was
stopped
complain.
Talking about it.
All right, Jay, what's something you like that your parents
I'll be spending money, man.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I got a car. I got a car. Give me something for it. I got a car, man.
I can't.
I'm done with it.
Come
Tony.
On.
I'm done with it. Big Irish J, what's something you like that your parents do?
Right. Well, they're both dead. So thanks, Kev.
I said did at the end.
Did. I thought you said dead. How do you like that your parents dead?
I said your parents do did. Did.
Do dead did.
Do did. Do did.
Dead did.
No, probably just my pops was always able to make me laugh at, it didn't matter where we were at. I remember we went to my great-grandmother's funeral. And my dad could just give me a look, and I'm like crying, but then I'm like pissed at him because he's making me laugh.
Yeah.
That, and then also just like little life lessons he would, you know, I'll think about every once in a while when it comes up. What if I just started crying? And just he would tell me like, no,
yeah, we'd be okay with. We would hug you.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
no,
for sure.
No.
We feel our feelings here.
You'd be crying every day, man. Six look face. Out, man.
I'd say that's those are it.
Okay.
Just always ability to make me laugh, and then like little life
that's
lessons.
That's where you got it from, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Your mom or dad.
I was not gonna go dark with my
dad.
Because
her dad
gonna,
passed away too.
I wasn't gonna do a dark dad joke. I've been kind of in my bag with those lately, which is probably a cry for help. So, for my dad, and there was a lot of stuff I could not do growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I could not watch a lot of stuff on TV. I couldn't go a lot of places. Well, I really just couldn't. Witchcraft was the only line, but again, like Players Club, Soul Food, like I still could watch that. And I appreciate that because that's how I built most of my personality is through television and movies. And my dad liked stupid shit. So I'm over here passionate about Norbit and Trading Places because I watched these things with my dad.
Yeah, so you hate black fathers.
What you mean? I love Trading Places.
You didn't like her dad, the dad movies he told her like Norbit.
Trading Places? So you said, fuck my dad, daddy? Really, Tony? You just get cool like
that. I love Trading Places.
How do you feel about white fathers?
No, but so I watched all the dumb shit like Trading Places, Coming to America with my dad. I love that we were able to... did somebody say... Hmm? Oh, I thought they were like, who the fuck is Mel? Oh, hi, new Miss Lady. That's so funny. Hi. But, yeah, so, like, we would watch the dumb shit together as a family. And then my mom was just a real bitch. Like, she really just held us down. Like, she made... Like, my dad would do the dumb...
That's not what I thought you meant at first. But you meant, like,
no, not
real
like a real bitch. No, like a real woman. Like, yeah, a real queen. Because, like, my dad would be the fun dad, fun parent and, like, do dumb shit. My mom would come back and be the adult behind it.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's
and I gotta have that balance.
I'd be like, so hey, guys, go karts. See ya.
Peace for breakfast. My mom was like,
do your homework, man. I'm like, yeah, kid. Y'all want some candy?
Like, my dad was a cool parent. Like, when I got in trouble at school, I knew to call my dad because I was scared of my mom. Mm-hmm. I wasn't scared of my dad.
That's me.
And then when he died, I was like, fuck. Now what am I going to do?
I was terrified of my mom or my dad. Yeah, no. My.
I would push my dad to the limit to where we would just be more risky with getting in trouble. That's, and to say this about my mom, I like the fact that she made me love movies because she always took us to movies.
I love your mom. She is very supportive in the Instagram stories.
Oh, yeah.
You got something going, she's going to double tap. She's in the whole group. We was having a whole conversation like, yeah, Miss Sandy, comment on my thing.
Yeah,
I want to spend the night at her house. When we had a show in New Mexico, I'm like, let us sleep here.
Man.
I feel like you'll make pancakes in the morning.
I used to drag all kind of friends over there for breakfast.
Oh, Sandy Baker. She ain't got a she ain't got like enemy a nice in the world.
Sandy Baker. She's nice.
Yeah. She's sweet as pie. Something that my mom does that I like, my mom is... funnier than me, and she pushes comedy further.
Mm.
So I'll be like, you and dad having sex? She's like, nope, because I started my period. I'm like, what the hell? She's like, I will see your disgust and raise
like,
you.
God, God. God. Raise
the bar. What are you doing? Like, I never catch her slipping.
Yeah.
She always have one in the chamber. You can never embarrass her like that. She's like, sometimes she'll be like, I'm too tired.
Man.
Or, yeah, he'd be going to sleep, or he ain't got, I'd be like, I'm going to stop asking.
She was like, you were great. I was like, you kept mama and you enjoyed me?
Yeah. She's wild.
My kind of girl.
She's wild. My dad, he's very caring. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, he just really cares and makes sure you like you good. He'd be protecting me from other people, even in the family, like just leave him alone. I'll talk to him type of stuff.
Yeah.
And also, he just likes talking to people. And he'd be talking to people easy. They just be chopping it up. So the reason my mom fell down the stairs is because my dad was talking to Mel. We'll talk about it. Oh, wow.
I was going
to
tell you my quick story of Pops. Just give you an idea how my dad's sense of humor was. I was like 18. I came home and my just randomly, my dad, he was like, hey, growing up, did you ever wish you had like siblings? And I was like, well, I thought it'd always be cool to have like a little brother or an older brother.
You only
child? It's complicated.
Okay.
But I was like, yeah, it'd be cool to have a little brother or an older brother. And he kind of takes a beat. He goes, okay. He goes, well, you got a sister. She's 21. I just met her.
That's why it's complicated?
Right.
That's not even the complicated part. No, okay. No.
Did y'all used to date?
No.
Y'all white. I got to ask.
She's white. Yeah. But I don't. Yeah.
Nice, Jason. Yeah.
Come on.
That was a nice save, man. Yeah. You got
come
me.
On. We both said the same thing. You're white. And I'm like, yeah, she was white.
I was saying y'all white, so I got to ask if you fucked your sister. But then you was like, she's white.
Yeah,
I don't want
I know.
Her.
And I'm got like, it.
He said, I got it. Yeah. I'm reading it. I'm reading it.
Yeah. I'm not from the South.
Bigotry.
Yeah.
I like
all
that.
Right, this is good. This is I saw this on the internet. SNL versus Living Color. I don't know how that became this episode.
You didn't ask that one question.
I didn't get to it. But that conversation was interesting to me.
It was a good time. We didn't finish the matchups, though.
Oh. We did finish.
We didn't match up everybody head to head.
We did.
We did Chris and
who
we did
can go
Chris
higher?
And Marlon and Eddie.
Eddie
and
Eddie
don't, they don't match. After Eddie versus who we say Jim?
Yeah.
Who gonna match up with Adam Sandler on that list?
Nobody being Adam Sandler.
Nah.
Maybe Jamie Foxx.
No.
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 Not box
no.
office. Not box
Adam
office.
Sandler,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then Will Ferrell right behind him. Like, you going against Damon Wayans?
Now you could do. Out of all everybody, who's the most talented? I'd say Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx might be the most talented person
dude,
on
Jamie
earth.
Jamie Foxx
to me.
Now,
who's the funniest, and then who has the best movies all around? And that's a whole nother.
Now, hold on now.
We got some.
Eddie Murphy got song hits.
No, but Jamie Foxx is laughable. Jamie Foxx actually. Come on, dude, man. That, not party all
Jamie
the time.
Jamie plays the instruments.
Party all the time. But, no. And,
Jamie is a respected musician. And Jamie plays, he's classically playing pianist.
Yeah, but, didn't, but go Eddie school, Murphy, wasn't it, like,
Eddie Murphy can step into the conversation. Like, I also have a hit on Billboard. Bro,
Tony, though, that's not real. That's not the Unpredictable album.
Eddie Murphy got hit in television.
What's that?
SNL, the PJs. So in the television world,
I thought that was an
album.
I was like, well, I wasn't I'm going to let y'all over that one.
Huh? Movies?
For sure.
Okay, but
and then,
actor for actor, do you think Eddie's a better actor than Jamie? We're talking about talent. Jamie has more
I can't talent. Necessarily say that Jamie Foxx is without a doubt a better actor than Eddie Murphy. I can't just all say talent, that automatically though. Because when Eddie Murphy dipped into drama, he got nominated for an Academy Award. As Jimmy Early. So he has dramatic chops that we just haven't seen because they're not casting him for dramatic roles.
But that's him.
He had the Mr. Church. He had the Dolomite. He had the, what you call it?
Dolomite is not really a drama.
I like Dolomite, though.
I'm saying, but we know that he can do drama. We know Jamie can do comedy
but
and
I
drama.
Feel
Jamie
like
goes
Jamie,
to both extremes.
But
I feel like Jamie's... What we've seen of, because you use this for Denzel too.
Mm-hmm.
In my estimation, at their level of acting, what they have or haven't done is up to them. Like the fact that Denzel hasn't done a comedy isn't because somebody would. If Denzel said, and we talked about this before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If Denzel said, I want to do a comedy like Robert De Niro
Carbon
did
Copy?
In, what's that?
Carbon Copy. That was
early. I hated that. I hated Denzel in that.
Heart Condition.
Yeah. If Denzel said, I want to play like Robert De Niro, Meet the Parents level, he would have that opportunity.
I would love to see him in something like
Me
that.
Me too. Because when he did that interview with Jamie,
he was
I'm leaving here with something.
Mm-hmm.
His natural thing is funny, but he haven't done it.
Right.
So my point is, Eddie Murphy he was such a big star. If he said, I want a serious drama and I want three or four of those, he could have had them. Eddie took that check. Of all them bombs, he was cashing $20 million, $15 million. So that's his career choice. While Jamie was Bundini Brown and Ali,
right?
He got the supporting nom for Collateral, which you told me. I didn't realize he got nominated for...
He got nominated twice in the same year.
In the same year for
Best Actor
acting.
For Ray, Best Supporting Actor for Collateral.
That's crazy. Bundini Brown, crazy. Those are three amazing things.
Right.
Willie Beeman, I know it's not a serious role, but I believed him as Stevie
Willie
Beeman. Oh,
yeah, he did great in that.
His special is one of my favorite comedy specials. I Might Need Security.
Absolutely.
His joke, the Brady Bunch piano bit, is my favorite joke of any stand-up comedian because nobody else can do that joke.
Mm.
That is such a unique to his personality joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite joke. His characters on In Living Color, there. His doggone stories on regular interviews on podcasts.
He's great.
I'd be like, man, you.
We haven't even talked about the Jamie Foxx show.
He's great.
And we ain't talking about the Jamie Foxx show.
He's great.
Oh, yeah.
So Jamie, to me, is the most talented person on earth.
He's one of, absolutely.
I don't think anybody is more talented than Jamie Foxx.
But Jamie Foxx has a better singing voice than Eddie Murphy.
And better music.
Without a
and
doubt.
And he can
the
play.
Albums.
Without a doubt.
And better play. Music. Those are two different things.
Oh, my God.
Eddie Murphy can also do impressions. We've seen him do
so can Jamie Foxx.
I know that. Yeah, I know that.
So you're saying that's a wash.
Oh, yeah. So it's not like he's going to wash him in impressions.
Okay, I'll give you impressions. It's a wash.
Jamie Foxx don't have classic cinematic comedies.
Booty call?
That's
I
not,
personally love Booty Call.
Booty Call is a good time,
trash.
But it's dwarfed compared to several classics
that
Eddie Murphy
part,
has.
Yeah. I'm saying talent, not...
Yeah, we're not talking numbers.
But the talent is attached to a comedy. It's attached to the performances. It's all attached.
Eddie's
okay, here,
watch
here,
him on
here
the
you
movies.
Go.
Honestly, could
Eddie do Ray, and could Jamie have done any of Eddie's movies?
Yes.
I think Eddie could have done Ray.
I think the thing about Jamie
I think Jamie looked more like Ray Charles physically, but I have no doubt that Eddie Murphy could pull off a Ray Charles
Eddie did
performance.
Stevie.
I don't doubt that either, honestly. I think Jamie was helped by
point,
the fact
Stevie
that he could play, so he might have turned in a better performance. Because I think it was Taylor Hackford that directed that. He was saying, like, we'll get somebody else to play the piano and stuff like that.
You disagree?
Yeah. Tony, stop.
I mean, hey, man.
But
y'all sleeping on Eddie then.
No, I think the cinematic thing is a good point. Like, Eddie's movie career is probably unparalleled as far as like
the character success. Work that Eddie Murphy does is ridiculous.
No, I'm not. I'm agreeing with you.
For people to not know that was him in the barbershop and Coming to America speaks volume about your comedic talent and your
Eddie's ability to play everybody in the goddamn scene except for maybe one person.
Is
no argument there.
Star power and talent are not the same.
That's what
the talent is crazy.
But to me, Jamie is because this is how I defined it.
Mm-hmm.
If Jamie Foxx were just a stand-up only, he'd be one of the greatest stand-ups. If he was like, I'm just going to do stand-up.
Right.
If Jamie Foxx was an R&B artist only, he'd be one of the greatest R&B artists. If Jamie Foxx was just an actor.
Right.
Jamie Foxx the actor.
Right.
Nobody, Eddie can't be in those lanes, stand-up and movies he could. But the music
part, is the only thing Jamie has on him.
That's why I say he's the
doubt.
Most talent.
Yeah, talent.
Because he, Jamie could be respected in each lane if that's all he ever did in his whole career.
But
if he just focused and did, and he had the TV show, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Eddie never had a sitcom that he led where he was the face of.
He never needed
it. Other than SNL.
Yeah, but that's not a sitcom. That's an ensemble show.
That's TV for sure.
Yeah, but
that's
Jamie
TV.
Did that too with In Living
TV
Color.
TV was his springboard.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
But
TV
it's was the music that separates me. I never compared it to Eddie. I'm usually doing other actors because Eddie has the stand-up and he has a bigger stand-up career.
And honestly, looking at this, Eddie has like some good strong 5 or 6 movies, but he ain't got no crazy filmography. I think
Jamie
don't have no crazy filmography because I'm looking right here. Django. We even talk about Django.
The Soloist.
Soloist, he was good. The
Collateral.
Baby Driver, he was good in that.
Law Abiding Citizen.
Jamie Foxx is.
Did y'all see Just Mercy?
He was good in that.
Always good, damn near.
Yeah.
It's just the pictures that sometimes he picks don't always, you know, resonate.
But see, I don't think Jamie has had the opportunities that Eddie has had. Because Eddie was a bigger star. I feel like he could have done anything he wanted to.
Right.
I don't know if Jamie could have done anything he wanted to. So that's a knock on Jamie that I don't think he could control. Where Eddie was picking the movies, I don't think Eddie was like, this is all I can get. Eddie,
you kind of, even if you have the control, like, all right, so Eddie's coming out of a comedic element.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't just come and say, I'm going to do a drama.
He can.
But who's going to be like, who's going to be that confident in that
Jim Carrey
wanting
did.
Of.
Robin
but
Williams
look how long it took
it?
Him to get to that. Mm-hmm. And Jim Carrey also, again,
Robin Williams,
he was acting before he blew up. He was in dramas. Oh, he was in comedy. So he was already doing that.
Robin Williams
Eddie
went
Murphy,
from hard comedy to Good Will Hunting. He was like, I'm going to do straight drama, no comedy.
But look at that span, though. Like, Eddie was probably like, I just want to do comedy right now. And then it was
for
just boom, 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 boom. And then it was like Dreamgirls. And then boom.
That was like 15 years.
But look what happened when he stepped into it.
He was great, but Jamie got about 5, 6, 7 of those. Because
he stepped in early. He stepped in as soon as...
Actually, I would probably say Jamie has more dramas than he has comedies.
Absolutely.
Where it was great.
He's a dramatic actor now.
Juilliard, that's right.
He's a dramatic actor now. So once he stepped into, what you call it?
Collateral?
Any Given Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Foxx, that's when the gear switched for him. It was like, yo, I'm doing these dramas from here on out.
But that's my point. That's why I say he's more talented. He has a more prolific spread of good stuff. He's got great comedy.
I can't give him the more talented right off the bat.
I'll give it to him right off
the Eddie
bat.
Murphy.
Yeah. Only what about
because
Party All the Time?
Only edge, the only edge is the music.
The music is what tips
need.
The scale.
Yeah.
The
you only need
the
an edge.
That's the only thing. But as far as your point with the acting, no.
I said the point was the music.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's the tipping point.
No,
because you keep going back to Eddie Murphy had the choice to do drama.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't care about none of that.
I'm talking about the point of talent-wise.
Yeah.
You have seen the width of Jamie's talent in all these disciplines where he was great. You haven't seen that in Eddie. That music career is
music.
Comedy as at best.
The music is the only thing.
The music is killing him.
But he has a hit, though.
Who Let the Dogs Out is a hit. Ain't nobody going to be like, but that album, though.
Milli Vanilli had a hit.
Who Let the Dogs Out still crack and still get the party started.
Yeah, when you boarded a cruise.
And let's not forget, Jamie struck out musically at first.
He did, but he got unpredictable.
That 1994 album.
I thought his first album was great.
Yeah. T-shirt and My Panties On. He had that.
He did that write him? That. Yeah. For Dina Howard. He was working with
Dina
Howard.
Oh, shit.
Kanye had told him, we're not doing the music like that. Listen to
Eddie
me.
Eddie Murphy got the song with Michael Jackson. What's up with you? Remember that?
We're closing this episode out. We're supposed to be short, but Tony don't want to listen to reason. We love y'all. These podcasts are crazy. If you want to submit stories, which we do sometimes on this show, you do so at internet@kevostates.com. You can listen to us wherever you find podcasts. We'll see you next time. Jamie Foxx, the most talented person in the world. No, and cut it before Tony can talk.